Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're having a little technical difficulties here with the music. Anyway, we're back on the air. This is Horda Militaris Radio returning. We have today with us the president of Horda Militaris, Brother Alexis Bonolo. We are talking about the stock push to establish a pre-basic training house. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, AJ, for having me back.
Yeah. So, what is the Y stock?
Okay, so listeners may not know, but Horda Militaris, we're not a religious order. We are a private military corporation run by a religious association called Horda Militaris Catholicus, which is also not a religious order, but an organization to laity who want to support.
Sorry, not working.
Okay. I see the music was cutting in there. So, organization of lay people dedicated to promoting the defense of Christians, Catholics, Christians around the world who are persecuted for the faith, where that defense requires use of military force. So, the Horda Militaris Inc. of Helena, Montana, is a PMC, a security company that has its goal to promote that, promote what the association's doing. And we've had for quite some time the objective of starting a basic combat training program for American citizens who are members of our association, and training them as they would get trained in for the U.S. Army or Rangers. Okay, and that would be a 12-week program. We call that our BCT program. But prior to that, since we don't have the institutional capability like the U.S. Army does to filter out good and bad candidates, I've been thinking for a while, and I've decided that it would be best if we start like a preliminary program, which would be a five-month program. So any candidate who filled out the BCT application form before we accepted him would come to our pre-training house and go through a five-month program where we bring them up to the capabilities of entering the BCT program. Okay, so because some guys are overweight, some have never exercised, some can't walk more than a mile, or some can't run. Some have don't have the strength to carry a military pack. So the purpose of this program would be to get them from where they come to us up to the point where they could go through the BCT program and pass it. And so we don't really need a big facility for that. We just need like a large house. So it's a more achievable goal than having a training camp, a military training camp, which costs millions of dollars. And to do that, we could sell stock. The reason why I say we need to buy our own house is that in our 2 months existence in the United States, we haven't found any organization that will rent us property, because the Freemasons don't like us. The Jews don't tolerate us. Muslims hate us. And Catholics have been taught to be pacifists. So we have to own the property. So we have to get a property where we can, you know, have 10, 20 guys in house and no one's going to complain, and we don't have to ask permission for anyone to have them there. And that's why we're doing this Y-Stock push. We have authorization from this state of Montana to sell several million dollars of stock, and our Y-Class stock is dedicated to our capital investments in the United States. So the Y-Stock is, that's what Y-Stock is, and that's why we're inviting everyone in this program to consider buying at least a share.
Okay. All right. Notice when you're talking about it, first thing that came to mind was what the Navy SEALs call BUDS, where they prepare their candidates like this. Because it,
I'm not familiar with the term. What is BUD?
Basic, yeah.
underwater diving or something?
I think it's basic. I think the D's basic underwater demolition SEAL training.
I see. But that's probably a military course. I don't think the U.S. military has anything like what I'm proposing here, because mostly the military would take you, it determines you in your recruiting office whether you're fit or not, and tries to get you through camps and fill up as much rosters as possible. Being a Catholic organization, we have a bit more pastoral approach, so, you know, we're willing to take the guy where he is, what he has to get from that point forward. But there's no point teaching him military skills if he's not capable of it physically. And then there are a lot of physical skills that the average candidate doesn't have, because not every all candidates will know how to swim. We really waste a lot of time in BCT program teaching guys to swim. We could easily do that in a pre-training program. Or teaching to ride horse back, teaching them to use some of the weapons they're not likely to run into, but should know how to use, like, you know, archery, you know, the kind of things that you would learn in sport, which aren't really taught much any day. Or some basic, have the physical stamina to do basic kind of self-defense things, simple things.
Yeah.
I can't. Well, yeah, so, how to shoot a gun, how to shot a gun, you know, basic things.
I noticed back in World War II, the Polish winged hussars were still around, and they were used to stop some of the German advancements. I was thinking it would be something we should teach your guys how to do.
Yeah, well, the Poles did do a valiant defense attempt to stop or slow down the German invasion in 1939, but pretty much they were slaughtered. I mean, you can't stop tanks with horses. But there is a... Unlike the U.S. military, where each unit has its own specialized training, our men in our order will have to have a wide variety of training so they have the basics to serve in any environment, any kind of climate, because they have to be generalists. You know, they won't be able to be specialists. But so, in our five-month program, this. A lot we could do, not only outdoor survival. We could take them to the slopes and teach them to ski if they don't know how to ski. So they know some basic things, how to walk in deep snow, how to swim across the river, you know, basic things, how to climb a tree, any kind of skills you're going to need in a military situation, which might turn out to save your life. And you wouldn't get those skills in just basic combat training. You'd get that in a specialized program, which, as I said, we won't have the ability in the early years to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also give us time to assess the men psychologically and physically whether they're capable.
So where do you would like to find this training house? In the city or in country or where?
Well, I think we could do pretty well in Montana, because it has a lot of countryside to go to, and the city supplies for the needs. So the house would be like near a city, not too far near, you know, on the edges of town, so we can get in and get what we need, the stuff. Because the basic program is going to be teaching them proper nutrition, physical exercise program, so that they have this, as I said, the strength to carry a pack, to walk long distances, to run. And so we won't have our own gymnasium, but we'll just use a gym in the town we'd be in. But for the outdoor activities, we'd go to state parks. So I think we'd accomplish everything in Montana, especially since Montana has a very positive outlook on organizations like our own. But it would be a non-military, so it's not like they're going to get any weapons training or anything like that. But we'll be able to see how well they can be working together, what kind of character they have, because you don't want to start teaching military skills to people who don't have good character. The U.S. military tries to avoid, but they have a lot of problems because they actually do. So
people might be wondering, what is the differences between the different Y stocks and other stocks to be like?
Yes, okay, so we have two series of stock, Y and T. Our T series are for investors who want to assist us founding subsidiaries around the world, okay, so for foreign investment. And our Y stock is for domestic investment. So Y stock, and the Y stock is dedicated to purchasing real estate facilities, okay, so it's not for expenses, so it's going toward things like an HQ, a military training camp. And in this case, would be I call it a pre-training house. We could actually serve as our HQ in the early years too, just as, because all we're looking to buy is a house with a couple of acres, okay, in the outskirts of town. So, you know, that would be about what $200,000 to $500,000, depending how much we could raise and how big of a house we go for. But we wouldn't look actually for a specific property until we already have the investment secured. But so those are our different things. And our stock is, we're authorized by the state of Montana to issue the stock. And you get a nice certificate printed up with a that explains to you what the share is about. And our shares sell for $1,000 a share. And we regularly pay dividends on our stock. I think our first year of operation we paid $25 a share, and this year we paid $50 a share. And we have not yet made an announcement of that, but I tend to think it will be similar in 2019, what we'll pay on the stock. So it's a good investment. It's competitive with what you can get in most banks on your bank account. And you're assisting a Catholic organization do something that hasn't been done. In modern times, it's never been done, okay? But it's similar to what was done by Catholics in the Middle Ages, although even the Crusaders didn't do it the way we're doing it, because the Crusaders were all noblemen of noble families and houses with, you know, tens of thousands of acres and retainers. And so when they decided to go on a crusade, they brought their wealth with them. Whereas we're just individual Catholics acting together with our small resources. And currently our corporation is supported by the pledges of the members of the order, which are monthly and range anywhere from $1 to $100 a month so far. And more one-time donations. And I think I have yet to do the filings for the corporation this year. I'll be doing it this month. But we raised, I think, over $50,000 in capital this year. It was pretty good. We had put a lot of it into publicity to get our name out there and to promote causes that we support, such as helping the Christian refugees of Syria who are in a small town of Lebanon, which were near expenses last year, and help a Catholic school in southern India build bathrooms, and promote the idea of the need for Catholics to defend Europe from Islamic invasion, which is something John Paul II had a vision from God about. So we went to the NRA convention, handed out lots of leaflets. So we've done a lot of publicity, but we're turning to our members now to think, and I'm suggesting you buy at least a share, because we can do a lot, but we can't do it without capital. So we could talk and talk and talk. That's not going to achieve anything. And we certainly have the will and the volunteers to do stuff, but now we need a place to do it. And that can't be unless we have investors, because No one will let an organization us rent. You know, corporations don't rent houses; they usually just rent office space. So, what we want to do, train guys, we have to own the property. And for that, we need investors. So, I know there's a lot of Catholics out there listening who could easily spare $1, $5, $10, $20,000 out of their, you know, life savings to buy stock. They haven't lost the value because the stock retains that value. And that way we're able to make us able to purchase a property that we can use for these purposes. and they get a dividend from it. So it is an investment. It's not a charitable donation, but it really enables us to do what we're doing. And we just can't sit here and, you know, people ask us, why aren't we doing anything? I say, well, why aren't you investing? So if you want to see us to do anything, you got to, you know, put your money where your mouth is and invest something. $1,000, I know for some people, is a lot of money. But for people who have managed their finances well and have been professionals or are professionals, almost everyone can afford $1,000 in the United States. If you really believe in what we're doing, if you really want to defend Catholics from terror, if you really want to revive the spirit of the Catholic Crusades in all its virtuous glory that it was, rather than just talking about it. I can see that there's a lot of guys on Twitter who might be 15 or 14 years old. They're constantly talking about the Crusades because, well, that's what boys do. But I'm talking to adults now who follow us, and there's lots of the military vets, military experts, a lot of military professionals follow our corporate HQS site. So you guys have money in your pocket. You could easily finance us, you know, with a click of fingers. It's just a matter of will. A will to decide that you want to do something that will have a real impact and really change history, and will give the youth of our generation something very positive and bright as an opportunity to do good for the world, and in a humanitarian way that is extremely Catholic and which doesn't exist. So we can't do it without you. So the investor is essential. And we've appealed a lot on Twitter about it, and I think there's many people on Twitter who really use their Twitter account to communicate, but they need to take it seriously what we're saying. We're not a Twitter account. We're not a social media apostolate. We're not just pretending to do something like there's some fake sovereign states out there on Twitter that pretend they're this and that, and even some of the members try to join us, blow them all. We're not that. We are a real Montana corporation. We really do sell stock. We really do have authorization. And so we need investors to cheat it. Otherwise, it won't be. We have volunteers that are very eager, okay? And we do a lot of promotion. AJ, you do more promotion than anyone else, I think. I've done a lot, too. But everything we've done will be have done in vain if you, the investor, don't come forward and invest. Okay, so we've done our part. Now you need to do your part if you actually want to see the order thing. Otherwise, you know, all the little capital investments we get from smaller level investors that's keeping us going, keeping us having the ability to communicate with you, is just wasted because we need the big investors, people at least are willing to buy stock. One share of stock, you can talk to friends, have them buy a share of stock, have a part of your house, and convince them, you know, you start talking about how many millions of Christians would be persecuted. More than a million Catholics in the Mideast have been killed or driven out in just the last 20 years. And there's no Catholic states anymore, so no one's out to defend them. Organizations like our own have to do everything on our own because we can't even put an ad in the official magazine of the U.S. Armed Forces because we're dedicated to defending Catholics and Christians, and they say that's discriminatory. You have to be dedicated to defending people from terrorism. Well, I mean, you know, let everyone else defend their own, you know. Do we have to raise money from Catholics to defend Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, and Muslims from terrorism? That's absurd. But that's the way, that's the crazy Freemasonry that is so active in our own country. So we need your support, and that's the only way it's going to get done. Now, if Catholics just want to be secularists, Catholics just want to accept doing things the way pagans do, if Catholics in public life just want to not be Catholic and be only pagan, then, you know, actually pay no attention to our organization because we won't interest you. But if Catholics believe we should act as Catholics in the public square, and if Catholics believe they have the right to bear arms as Catholics, and if Catholics and Christians believe they have the right to defend themselves with force of arms, then Ordo Militaris is an organization that you want to invest in because we're the only ones who are so bold to assert that. You're not going to hear it from most pulpits because for a large part, since the French Revolution, most priests have become pacifists. Either practically pacifists, in the sense that they'll never preach that you should defend yourself, or they're really pacifists, like the Patriarch of Baghdad. Sacco, who actually said, while ISIS was slaughtering tens of thousands of Christians in his own country, not to take up arms and defend themselves. So, of course, they fled. Then he comes to Rome, and was it today or yesterday? He said, it's a mortal sin that these Christians had to flee their country because no one was going to protect them. Well, they wanted to protect themselves, and he told them not to bear up arms. So, you know, we're living in an age that an organization like our own is what Christians need. They're not going to get help from the hierarchy. So, you know, that's what our organization is not approved of by the hierarchy. We're a private organization. We don't seek approval from the hierarchy, so we know the hierarchy would never give it to us because the hierarchy, as everyone now knows, it has very deep problems, okay? And it's inhabited by people who, for the most part, don't believe the gospel. So,
yeah.
This is a problem, the defense of Catholics and Christians from terrorism, that has to be solved by people who are outside the hierarchy, who haven't been infected of the errors of modernism or French Revolution, and who view the world as something bigger than their chapel. You know, people ask us, are you affiliated with this group or that group? No, we're not affiliated with the group out to defend Catholics and Christians who persecute from terrorism. Do we accept help from all groups? Yes, we do. Okay. But that doesn't mean we're under the thumb or under control of groups. And I know there's a lot of laymen out there who'd support us, but we're not under the, you know, the protection or authorization or permission of their chapel. Well, you know, we're not that kind of organization, so I'm sorry if you have that view of the church, because that's not Catholic, okay? You know, so we're not run by the Franciscan order. Even though I'm a Franciscan, we're not run by the Dominican order. We're not run by this society or that society. And there are groups that know about us and have known for 2 years and actually don't encourage our members to support us. That's fine. They want to try to do the same thing we're doing? Fine, but none of them have done anything. They've taken up money for donations here and there, but none of them have founded a private military corporation. None of them are organizing a basic combat program. We're the only one doing it because we mean what we say. So I think we're an excellent investment for the Catholic out there who really wants to have an impact on world history and Catholic society and do something that's honest and upright and not mixed up with the errors of the present day. So in our this push we're doing right now to have a pre-training house, it would be very helpful for us because we can get the men in who volunteer in a program for 5 months that will focus primarily on physical education, but we can also give them Catholic education because they're going to need adult Catholic education. It doesn't exist. Most people don't know the catechism. Most bishops don't know the catechism, so I'm not going to imagine that laymen know the catechism, although I know a fair number of laymen who know the catechism better than bishops, but we'll be able to do the whole gamut of things, you know, prepare them, give them a course in ethics and morality and the use of firearms. I think we do a lot in 5 months' time. It will be a great opportunity, and it will really help us, you know, get the men of quality that we want and put them in a situation that prepares them. You know, because it's going to be a lot easier for men to say, Mom and Dad, I want to go on a 5-month pre-trip program, survival techniques, offered by this Catholic organization. It's a lot easier to say that and say, Dad, Mom, I want to go to basic military training, you know, a 12-week course, and after that I'll be shot at, you know. So it would be easier for the candidates to get the support of their family and their relatives for something like this. So, and it will allow the order to start a formation program that is Catholic, you know, which is unlike anything. And the modern military does not give any religious formation to its men. They haven't. And the Catholic Church is obviously the expert on Christian formation, but most people don't know even the concept of knighthood comes from the monastery. It was a Spanish hermit who wrote the book on knighthood. And so I'm a hermit myself, so I feel very strongly loyal to that tradition that we have to come out of the contemplative world and teach the world how to live as Christians. And no one's done that for the military man, so that's what Ordo Militaris Catholicus is about. But we can't do it without the investor. So to those of you who are veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces, who aren't physically a person able to help us, nevertheless, if you have some means, consider buying at least a share as a way of token saying, I think what you're doing is right. I know the U.S. military is all mixed up, and it's just getting more morally corrupt every year. You're the solution. You're the future for Catholic young people who want to have a military career, a career in the military or security services. Okay, so because young people who serve with us can then go on afterwards whether they want to join the military, they have a strong, they'll have a strong religious formation with us. So whether they want to join the police or firemen or state police or National Guard and get involved in some kind of work that is similar or allied to what we're doing as a humanitarian organization dedicated to crisis response, it would be a wonderful way to start their careers too. So
yeah,
we'll provide a lot of good to Catholics in the United States. But we can't do it without you. So there are some of you out there who are nearing the end of your life. You don't have kids, or they're pretty well off. You have, you know, sufficient funds in the bank not to worry about anything. Consider buying 10 shares of our stock, or 20 shares, or 50 shares of our stock, because to buy a house that's $300,000 to $500,000, really don't that mean not many investors. You know, one investor himself could buy all the stock, but even a couple dozen could buy all the stock. We need 30 to 50. We only need 300 to 500 shares of stock sold. So that's not really that high, and it's not going to salaries. So there's a lot of organizations out there that hit you all year long about, give us money, every day they're saying, give us money, because we told you about what's going on in the world. We're asking you not to give us money for our salaries, asking you to make an investment so you actually don't use your value, your stock has that value, and we're not going to use it for salaries. We're going to use it to solve the problems in the world, not just to tell you about them.
Yeah.
So I think it's a much better use of your money, and it will have a I personally think it would have a greater merit instead of God, because you're attacking the problem. It's just like if you want to solve the problem of drug taking amongst the youth, you could arrest all the people in town that have drugs, okay? But then you could just get all the kids together and tell them why it's wrong to use drugs. And if you convince them, then no one would buy drugs and they'd solve the problem. So we're out to solve the root problem, which is the lack of dissent, that there's no organization out there that is able or willing or organize to defend Catholic and Christian communities when threatened by terrorists. In a way, we could do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the disadvantages that the Western powers have against ISIS is the Western powers can fight warfare, but they can't fight a religious war because they're atheistic organizations. But we're a religious organization, so when we train our men, we could fight Islamic terrorists religiously. We know how to get under the skin religiously. And so we can be much more effective than secular forces for that reason. Not to mention we have the power of Christ's cross in the name of Jesus Christ on our side. So we'll teach our men to use it. So for the couples out there who finances are pretty well and may not be near retirement, buy a few of our shares, okay? So just a few of you that we need, okay, so that we can have this house and get the operation going and show the whole world that, you know, Ordo Militaris is a reality. We're going to be very efficient and effective in forming youth. And we're not asking those who young men who come to our programs to do the impossible, okay? We're willing to help them through the steps so that they attain that. And that's essential to building an organization that will thrive. So this is your opportunity. We have everything set up legally to receive the investment, and it's just a matter of you coming to our website, going to our page that says invest, clicking on the link for Y stock, and at the bottom then clicking on the link to get a buyer prospectus for one penny so we know who you are, and then printing it out at home, reading it very carefully, and sending us a bank check and for the number of shares that you want to purchase. And in the process, we'll explain that. Then you'll get an email. You give us your email, and we'll send you an email. And within 30 days, the transaction will go through because you have to follow by the laws for your stock sales. Any of you proud owners of our shares will give you a nice, beautiful certificate. And when we pay our dividends each year, you'll get your dividend. So we normally pay dividend on the 23rd of January. So if you buy your stock before December 23rd, something about that, you'll probably qualify this year for dividend. I can't say certainly will, because we have, it's only beginning of the month of November, we issue our stock dividend announcement from our corporation. So according to federal security exchange rules, I can't make any definitive statements about that until we actually issue it. Okay, so, but generally speaking, that's what we've done the last 2 years.
Yeah.
If you want to know what those are like, you can go to our news page and you can see the past announcements on that.
So the wife's talk is just to get the house and what about all the groceries and everything?
Okay, so yeah, the stock that we're doing it would be to buy the house. Once we have the house, we'll be able to figure out what we're going to need for utility bills, groceries, and supplies like that, and then we'll do other appeals, okay? So one thing at a time, though. But once we have the property, then, because the monthly expenses are a small fraction of the total cost of the house, very small. So in our stock sales, we're appealing to those that have the big capital, okay? That will go to investment that will increase in value. But for our monthly expenses, then, you know, we can beg monthly. I'm a friar, so I know how to beg. And so, especially once we get our men coming there and going through the program, we'll be able to show you pictures of the guys and, you know, okay, we need to eat or we need the supplies for this and that. So I don't think that will be a problem because if our Lord blesses us in a big way, he'll certainly take care of us in the small way. And he's blessed us a lot already with all the people that have come forward. We have so many people asking us for our Lepanto flag, which was only part of an investor's kit. If you have a Lepanto flag because you got our investor's kit, you're not going to see any more of those flags unless our corporation operates for what it does. We're defending Catholics and Christians from terrorism. So invest with us, and then we'll be able to sell the flag in a few years. But now we're not doing a Lepanto flag anymore because we're not a flag company. And so... that investment kit was to convince you to invest in us. So hopefully, if at Christmas time, and now that Christmas time's around the corner, you think about Christians who are persecuted around the world, Catholics who are persecuted around the world. They have no one to defend them. They have neither the state nor the church to defend them. And yes, we should pray for them. But if we're able to do more than pray, I think our Lord expects us to do that. So yeah. Prayers can stop a bullet, but investing in order militaris can also stop a bullet. So... I encourage people to do both kinds of helping for the Christians overseas, not just praying for them and hoping someone will help them, but actually help them out. The way we do it, no other organization is even organized to do, not even Knights of Malta.
Yeah. Okay. Recently you put out a letter. What's that about?
Yeah, so I'm a friar, and I've been doing this for 2 years, and... I'm a Franciscan, so we're Order of Peace. And St. Francis did go on the Crusades, but he didn't want us to run a corporation. So I'm currently what I'm doing is under a dispensation, and I'm anxious to finish that time up and let laymen take control of the PMC in North America so that I'm not involved in the mundane enough affairs of running a company because I'm a hermit, I'm contemplative, I'm a religious, and my calling is to do other things. So I sent to the corporation, I tendered my letter of resignation from the board of directors to encourage the members to come forward now and take the other seats. We have a seat for president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, CEO, and two or three other board members that represent the members of the order. And it's very easy. It's not difficult to run a corporation. So it's all the legal work is done. It's just a matter of... serving on the board for like for a year, just see how it would go, and if you want to stay longer, it would take you longer. And meeting a couple times a year is to make decisions, like if we acquire enough stock to purchase a property, then we'll have to be near the board and decide what property to buy, and board members can ask all the questions that you would do when you're buying a property and find someone to investigate it and dig up all the information about it and, you know, weigh the decision. So it's executive level, and it's only would meet a couple times of the year, whereas the president or the CEO, one or the other, if they're different people, the CEO would handle the day-to-day affairs like bills, but most of all of it is automated. So, you know, when anyone buys a share, anyone makes a pledge, it's all automated, and anyone requests, you know, like recruitment kit, it's all automated and stuff like that. So it's... not really. Really, if you're on the board of directors, I would expect you aren't going to be spending more than 20 hours a year in meetings. Not even that. You know, it might be 5 or 4, depending on your role in the corporation. But it's something that we need. Okay, I'm a hermit. that's not my vocation to run a PMC. So if you're a military vet of the United States Armed Forces, that's, you have excellent qualifications. If you're expert in business and management, we also need that kind of thing. If you're expert at socializing or networking or building advertising and publicity or anything of those skills, they're very helpful on our board of directors. Because, and you don't have to be the perfect or the greatest that's out there, but we need a first generation to get the board going, because you want to be the kind of organization that always replaces each chair with someone better. And so as the organization grows, we get people who are more qualified. We're not looking for people who want to sit there as president for the rest of life and take over the organization themselves. And so we actually have structures and not to prevent that from happening. But just because we're an organization that's to serve, it's the others. It's not to be served. So we're very different than maybe some of the noble orders of noblemen, which have all about wearing capes in public and things like that. We're a humanitarian organization. We have to serve. So if you're willing to serve for even just 1 year, you'll do us a lot of good, because we need, for legal reasons, we need people on the board of directors. And I have done 2 years of service already, which is, beyond what my vocation would normally, under normal circumstances, allow, but I did it because I felt our Lord was inspiring me to do this work. But so we have a lot of members that are pledging. You guys could easily, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, you could easily volunteer a year. It doesn't take much effort. If you have access to a phone or internet connection, you can attend the meetings. It's not like you have to come to Helena, Montana, to attend the meetings. And you have to be a U.S. citizen, though. Okay, but you don't have to be a U.S. citizen resident in the United States. You just have to be a U.S. citizen. So some of you who are U.S. citizens, are. And that's why I wrote my letter. So it doesn't mean that we don't have a president or we don't have a board of directors. I myself am the one-man president board of directors currently. And I wanted to recruit. I've made proposals to many of them, several of them last year. But none felt, it was something they could do or they would be able to contribute. But I think there's a lot. We always found in organizations like Catholic organizations that those who don't volunteer right away are usually the ones qualified and could. And you quiet men and ladies out there who are highly qualified and now are in retirement and have the free time and are members and are pledging, I encourage you to consider becoming a member of the board. Consider it as a duty before God, as a great work of charity. You want to atone for sin? 1 year of service on the board of directors, you'll atone for a lot of sins, because what we do now in the beginning will have a great effect in the future. So we'll be making important decisions that will set the world on its way, and we need good advice. On religious questions, I think I can give some advice. But, on business questions, I don't think my advice is fortunate, because I'm a monk. I don't have that training. So that's why we're looking for members to join the order. And that's why I wrote that letter, to make people wake up and say, hey, okay, we need a board of directors. Okay. Brother's willing to, and more than willing, he's inviting us to join the board. Even if you can only give a year, that's fine. Okay. So I expect some phone calls that HQ, just talk to me about it. You can ask me questions, then we'll go over it. And you see it's not as big or frightening as it is. And to some of you businessmen who are in the midst of your careers, I think it would be look good on your resume to see that you were on our board of directors too. So.
All right. Well, thanks for suggesting to do the show, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, AJ, for having me and talking about this initiative. And I would encourage all our members on social media to tweet about it. And don't let AJ do all the work. Do it some of yourself, because he and I can't alone make the message known to the world. All hundreds of you that follow us, that are active, you can do something too. And you got to set your mind to doing it, okay, weekly or daily basis, to get the message out there. Because no one is on social media all the time. None of all your followers see all your tweets or articles unless you do it at different times of the day and repeat it.
Yeah.
And to people in the real world that you know. Especially you guys from military vets. Okay, so maybe you can't afford $1,000 a share of stock. But maybe you know other military vets who could, so talk it up. or do it as a group. You know, if you're VFW or your Knights of Columbus chapter or something like that, or your men's group, they want to buy a share, they can do that too. So this on a share can be listed many names. Okay, it doesn't have to be in the name of one person.
Okay.
So it'd be a way to put us out there too.
All right.
I think we all work together and get it done.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on. And this is Order Militaris Radio signing off. Deus Fult.
Deus Fult.